You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts! Alongside the Wall Street, not Fantasy Executive, Wall Street Matt Mudica, the King, Scott Engel. Oh, you're pointing to an empty fishbowl, seemingly. I am Craig Sussman.
No, he's there.
I'm just kidding. Ted Finn's still alive, people.
I got week 14.
We keep pushing that back.
He's hanging on. He had a rough weekend.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I was very concerned about him yesterday.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yet you did not clean the tank.
I got to call Florio.
Wow, that's very sad. Oh, man. All right. How are you people doing? What's going on? What's happening, Matt?
Things are good. It was a good weekend. I'm excited for the next 3 weeks and see how that finishes. Hopefully, the upward trend continues.
Yeah, we're hitting the stretch run here for the fantasy playoffs. If you're playing the NFFC cut line, you know, you're already in the playoffs. I'm in the playoffs in both of my cut lines. So, you know, trying to keep head above water there. Once again, congratulations to my son, Sean Engel, who finished top 10 in a NASCAR tournament on DraftKings for the second consecutive week. So go out to him.
Sean's making that cash.
Yeah, and next week is the final race for the championship at Homestead Sunday.
So is he going all in? Is he pushing all those chips to the middle?
We haven't discussed that yet, but I'll have.
It's not your call; it's his call.
No, but I haven't asked him that yet. It's a good call. It's a good question.
There you go. He's got a double that cash last race of the year.
Yeah. Sean's supporting the family.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen.
You have health coverage.
Oh, gee. Oh,
yeah. I'm giving your son a compliment. Yeah. I'm being threatened here on air. Yeah.
Amazing. So we talk about narratives a lot. And the Giants against the tight end, a true narrative. The latest narrative that we have, and has become very, very clear over the last 3 weeks, anybody against the Houston Texans is a good start. That held true for your number four quarterback, Scotty, this week. It was Frank Stample's number four quarterback this week. That was Jerry Goff. Goff, 355 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, no fumbles. Jerry Goff led the way.
Yeah, and you know, to an earlier point we made, it didn't matter that he didn't really do anything in the first half. He came out in the third quarter, and he lit it up. You know, people were worried at halftime. Look, you never see a lot of times when guys blow up or have good games, you never see it across a lot of times you don't see it across 4 quarters. There'll be an explosion. And that play action fake and that 97-yard pass to Woods, that was just a thing of beauty. You know, that shows you that really said to me, you know, Jared Goff has arrived. Now, look, you look at Goff's game log, and he's had some tougher games against some better opponents, but he's taking advantage of what he should take advantage of.
So Scott and Frank beat the link. They had him fourth. Jake had him eighth.
Yeah, both Scotty and Frank had Jerry Goff fourth in their rankings this week. Absolutely nailed it. We'll talk more about the Rams, specifically Robert Woods, Sammy Watkins, Cooper Kupp, of course, Todd Gurley, when we come back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. How's it going in there?
5 more minutes.
Okay, let's play a game. 2 truths, 1 lie. We're not going to be late to the party. In the time you've taken to get ready, you could have been on your way to saving a life. And I'm wearing that tie you hate.
We're not going to be late. We're 10 minutes away. You wouldn't dare wear that tie. And I can't save a life. I'm not a firefighter.
Actually, I swabbed my cheeks last week.
It takes less than a minute to get your cheek swabbed. Register at DKMS.org and you can be a superhero by helping someone out.
Are you looking for the most complete college football coverage on Saturday morning? Then tune into College Football Today with Joe Lisi and Rich Sermonello on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We break down every FBS conference, give you expert in-depth game analysis, and provide you with game predictions to get you set for kickoff. Your Saturday will be rocking as we talk with your favorite players from every school. Tune in every Saturday morning and start your tailgate off with us. We have you covered.
Red Heat and Rage.
She's picking a fight with a mascot.
Carlton's one of the few mascots I do like.
Actually, he was friendly to me, too. He shook my head. I go, I don't understand.
How can you not like Carlton?
Actually, who she really hates, though, is BJ Birdie. Because the bird was, like, shaking his tail feather in her face. One day, she's like, shut up. I don't understand.
You know, funny.
She loves the Raptor, though. Like, the Raptor's the only guy she can deal with because he does tricks.
The Raptor guy's cool.
He does the good work.
Weekdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Jared Goff dominates the Houston Texans. And that meant that his favorite wide receiver dominated as well. Cast off from Buffalo, back where he went to college in LA. It's Robert Woods. 8 receptions, 171 yards, including the 94-yard touchdown. To another touchdown as well. Robert Woods has just been absolutely out of control. That, Scott, my friend, is scorched earth.
Yes, and he's a complete receiver. You know, you have Cooper Kupp, who, like, gets the catches, but the yardage hasn't been high enough, and Sammy Watkins is not getting the volume. But Robert Woods is doing it all for the Los Angeles Rams right now and looking like a must-start wide receiver 3. He had no touchdowns until last week, but now he's got 2 touchdowns in each of the last 4 games. This offense has really started...
The last two games. Yep.
This offense has really started to heat up. The Rams do have a stretch, though, coming up, you know, where they're going to have some games against, I believe, the Eagles and the Saints and things like that. So they have a more challenging stretch coming up, so it's going to be interesting to see how this passing game responds.
Yeah, the Rams stretch that you're referring to over the next couple of weeks is very tough. You're in Minnesota next week, which is tough. Home against the Saints, in Arizona, home versus the Eagles, in Seattle, and then you end it with 2 nice games.
The Arizona and Seattle games are not going to be as tough as the other ones.
The General will be back. And then you get the Titans and
who's
the Niners. The General.
Yeah, but Sherman's not there.
I've heard this early on when people were saying trade Todd Gurley after the first 4 games. Schedule can get much tougher. I'm rolling these guys out right now. This offense is just clicking. I understand the Giants and the Texans. Yes. Robert Woods looks like a different player. The dude is beasting right now. He's a different player than when he played in Buffalo. I watched him for a couple of years there. And even last season, you know, he was the number one guy. And you want to say it's a different offense. Yes, I get that. But he was still the number one guy in that offense for the most part last season. And would you say that Robert Woods has stolen Cooper Kupp's Hall of Fame jacket now?
Well, the difference is that we had to do that with rookies. And, you know, that was my impression. And, you know, he wasn't a rookie. But I'm not saying because the schedule's coming up, like, to bench him or anything like that. I think the guy's a must-start wide receiver 3. It's just, you know, this is a more challenging stretch coming up. The defense is not going to win every, you know, matchup. I think Woods is going to get his here and there, but... I guess I'm just saying, you know, you can't count on this every week.
Well, what's going to be interesting going forward is to see how teams view Robert Woods. Does he start getting the top cornerback coverage?
Correct.
You know, does that open things up for Sammy Watkins?
I don't.
Or if they try and take out Woods and say they take out Woods and Watkins. Is Cooper Kupp get to live, you know, in the slot and stuff like that? So that's what I want to see going forward. The thing that helps the Rams' offense is they have Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley can catch the ball and do many things with it. So I think it's tough to just bottle up this offense going forward and say, look, they have these tough matchups, which they do. But I'm not running from the Rams.
I don't think you should run for them. You know, that wasn't saying that. But,
I'm not saying you.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just making my position clarified. But you know, I don't know if first off, I think they have too many weapons there to say, okay, one top cover corner is going to face off against that guy necessarily. Then other teams, you see him, they'll play zone because if you put your top cover corner guy on Woods. Well, all of a sudden he throws to what? That's the thing about Goff this year is that he's evolved some of the best quarterbacks in the game, spread the ball around effectively. I don't think it's as simple as put the top cover corner on it. Now, I'm not saying that Dallas doesn't have an effective passing game, but when you play against Dallas, you can stick your top cover corner on Dez Bryant and not worry about the rest nearly as much. You can't do that with the Rams.
Really tough spot next week against Minnesota. I'm excited to see how Jared Goff responds after facing the potentially the easiest defense in the league, facing the toughest defense. And it'll be interesting to see who Xavier Rhodes covers between Sammy Watkins and Robert Woods and see how Sean McVay draws this one up in a very, very tough spot. For the day, Cooper Kupp had 6 for 47. Sammy Watkins once again had the touchdown, 2 for 41. This is what Sammy Watkins, quite simply, has become. Basically, Ted Ginn Jr.
He gets 2 to 4 targets.
You know, every week.
I don't think he's gotten 4 targets in a while, but yeah. It's usually 2 or 3, but yep. he's pretty much capped at like 4. And look, right now, everything's working for them, so they don't have to do it. I personally stand by the thought that if they really want to challenge in the playoffs, they do need to get Watkins more involved and make some contested throws. You're not going to play the Giants and Texans every week.
No, you're not. Todd Gurley, who, as Matt said, right when the season started, a lot of experts said, you want to sell him, the schedule is going to get tougher, the yards per carry doesn't look good, blah, 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 blah. 6 catches yesterday for 68 yards, which is good. 68 yards, same amount. On the ground, 11 carries, that's over 120 yards total for Todd Gurley, who, yes, the schedule gets tough. I understand that. But, Scotty, at this point, you just keep rolling him out there.
I'm going back and forth between who's the number one running back in fantasy between him and Le'Veon Bell.
Sure.
You know, because he's been scoring so darn consistently, getting in the end zone. You know, he's pretty much been, you know, a force, you know, when they get down in that green zone. And he's versatile. It's, you know, Corey said in the preseason, you know, buying last year's trash. Well, last year's Bathurda has turned out very good.
And you did happen to mention Dez Bryant. I think somebody mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. It's been 16 games. His last 16 games, he has 0 100-yard games.
Yeah, Dez Bryant, who I know you were very, very, very high on coming into this year, Scotty. It's been a red zone machine, a target machine, a touchdown, theoretical machine. But the yards have not been there for Dez Bryant.
No, it hasn't. You know, and you know, just watching him yesterday, it's... Yeah, there doesn't seem to be any upside. It's like him and Julio were on the same field yesterday, and you know, they struck me as both being on the same field, like parallels, because they've both been very, very frustrating. And if you strip the name off Dez Bryant's jersey, is he an every week start? I'm not saying he's not, or Julio's not. But I think it's a fair debate.
In a way. On the other side of this for the Houston Texans, Tom Savage, you know.
That was Savage.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It was a Savage performance. couple of interceptions, threw a touchdown. And listen, here's the good news when it comes to Tom Savage. When the Texans can get down, he's going to look in one man's direction, and yep. that is DeAndre Hopkins. Hopkins was targeted 14 times.
Not just when they're down.
You're right, throughout the game. 14 targets on the day, caught half of those targets for 111 yards. And if there's one thing we can say successfully about Tom Savage, unlike Brock Osweiler, he knows where his bread is buttered. He knows where to get the ball to, and that is DeAndre
Hopkins. To me,
Hopkins.
It's Fitzhopkins as simple as that. If it's not Osweiler, he's a must start.
I mean, losing Will Fuller yesterday did not help them. I know Will Fuller is a different player without Deshaun Watson, but, you know, he does provide a threat to the, you know, he
commands defensive respect, yeah.
And losing him, you know, that second half, when everything went south.
Well, throwing interceptions, though, doesn't help either, so, you know.
So Will Fuller hurts himself here in this game. He's had some injury issues now each of the first 2 years of his career, something you have to watch going forward, although I know come draft season next year, people are going to be excited about him with Deshaun Watson. But Bruce Ellington, Scott, stepped up 4-41 and a touchdown, 8 targets. I know people coming into the year like Bruce Ellington a bit as a sleeper. Last year in San Francisco before the year started, he was a big sleeper. Is Bruce Ellington going to be anything?
No, he never turned out last year.
He got hurt. He got hurt before the season started.
Did he play at all last year?
No.
Yeah. So it never happened, like I said.
Well, yeah, but he didn't have a chance to make it happen. Now he's healthy, so I want to know.
I don't think anything would have happened with anybody in San Francisco last year. So whatever. It doesn't matter. But, you know, as far as this year, I just don't see him. I think it's only going to be Hopkins. I just don't see it happening.
Well, the thing is with Savage, maybe, you know, especially if Will Fuller misses some time. He could have some relevance. He's not good. But like I said, last season he was a very
good
sleeper.
He's the thing. Oh, yeah.
And there is talent there. It's just the fact that can he ever stay healthy is another concern with him.
The Houston running situation was very interesting here. I think we need to break it down, guys. Deontay Foreman started this game, or was the first man on the field, as like Scott likes to say. And he started. Finished with 7 carries for 18 yards. Lamar Miller comes in soon after that. He finishes with 11 for 60, and he looked a little bit spry. And then Bill O'Brien went away from him and gave it to Alfred Blue a bunch. 4 carries, 10 yards for him. Bill O'Brien, after the game, said, listen, I have to coach better. I've been out-coached all year. Then, if that's the case, you probably should be fired, Ben. That's literally...
Pretty much. I think that's
literally your job, is to out-coach your opponent.
Yeah, I mean, if I owned a team and a head coach makes that statement, I'm pretty much thinking I got to fire this dude.
What if your head coach lost at home to the Rams by a solid 100 and then went on the road to San Francisco and blown out and said he has to check the tape to see what happened? Would you fire him too?
He should have been fired, but I'm surprised he was allowed on the plane.
Huh. Interesting. All right, we'll take a break. We're going to come back. We'll talk about the former Houston quarterback, Barack Osweiler, and the Denver Broncos, the New England Patriots, when we come back here on the Roto Experts.
Are you sad like a little puppy? Because the Lineup Luck Show, brought to you by DailyRoto.com, is now doing the NBA 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Don't be sad. I got Scooby Snacks for you. That's right. DFS Today, brought to you by DailyRoto.com on iTunes. You get DFS information every day. Fantasy football, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. Subscribe to DFS Today, brought to you by DailyRoto.com on iTunes.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
What's going on, Maria? Let me tell you something. You look excited.
I'm so excited.
What are you excited for?
Lineup Lock Live, which is our show every Sunday on Fantasy Sports Network, Dish, television, YouTube, live, and on the Fantasy Radio app.
I'm excited to wake up early with you on Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern time, all the way to kickoff.
4 hours.
Absolutely. It's going to be the two of us, Emery Hunt, and a cast of experts.
Experts that win fantasy football championships, and they want to help you win, too.
So we'll talk sit starts, we'll talk injuries, we'll talk weather, and we will take your calls and questions and help you win your leagues and win that cash.
So good, so fun, so excited. What can I say?
I cannot think of doing anything else on a Sunday morning. I don't need eggs. I don't need prayer. I just need Lineup Lock Live, 9 a.m. to kick off Eastern.
Be there.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
Hey, this is Tony Sicana from the Lineup Block Show, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. You can always hear me and Dane Martinez, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and the NBA starts. We've got you covered. We're not going to let you go alone. We're going to help you out and make sure you've got all the information that you need to be successful that night in the NBA. It's the Lineup Block Show, brought to you by DailyRoto.com, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can always subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher.
Wasn't that bad for Brock Osweiler last night. It just wasn't. Threw for a touchdown, 220 yards, didn't get sacked.
Brock Osweiler wasn't the reason they lost that game. It was the special teams. You can't fumble a punt, get a punt blocked, and have a punt returned on you. And that was all in the first half.
On like three consecutive plays by the Patriots special teams. They got blown out last night to the Broncos, 41-16. But Matt, you had brought up very, very often last week that Osweiler and the Broncos were going to score points. That this wasn't just going to be a shutout by New England. That maybe it was going to be a blowout. But even still, the Broncos were going to score a little bit. And Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas, they did for you. Sanders, 6 for 137. Thomas, 2 games in a row. Touchdown. 5 for 44 for DT.
I mean, if you own both these receivers, if you own one or two of these receivers, I mean, is it crazy to think maybe you want Brock Osweiler quarterbacking for them?
I certainly think, Scott, when it comes to Demaryius Thomas, you do.
Look, Osweiler was awful in Houston, but at least when he goes back to Denver, he's familiar with those guys he's working with and maybe fits a little bit better in that system. You have to be really bad to not take advantage of those two wide receivers. He was much worse than this in Houston. Look, it's still not ideal, but at least he's going to get the ball to his wide receivers, and they're going to play from behind a lot.
We'll see if he starts next week or if Paxton Lynch makes his 2017 debut.
What was interesting last night during the game, they showed the stat. The first month of the season, the Patriots were allowing 31.6 points. The next month, they allowed 16.5 points.
Well, a team that's playing themselves into form
You have to be careful of what fantasy analysis you read out there, because you know there are some analysts out there who are not looking at that type of wonderful context that Matt is, and they'll just say, okay, start this guy because the Patriots are allowing this.
Well, there's charlatans in every industry.
Well, you know what I think is also extremely important? I think that you need to look at what defenses have done lately. Mike Florio kind of turned me on to this. Like, listen, yeah, the Titans, as a fine example, we just spoke about them. they're, I believe, like the number two worst pass defense in the NFL or something like that. But over the last 4 weeks, they're top five. And it's like, whoa. And I was kind of using this judgment when looking at the T.Y. Hilton trade that I made last week, just how certain defenses have been recently. Right. And a defense like Pittsburgh, who we're going to talk about in a moment, hasn't been nearly as good as they were earlier on in the year.
Real quick, I mean, T.Y. Hilton owners had to be pretty pissed when you see, like, Dante Moncrief and Chester Rogers catching these bombs. And look, Chester. Jacoby Brissett has been a godsend for his team.
We'll talk about them in just a second. But well, I wanted to get into the New England side of this game. But before we do, for Denver, this running game, Scott, C.J. Anderson, Jamaal Charles, Devontae Booker, it is the worst possible scenario for us. Because there's a three-man committee with no rhyme or reason. I don't want any of them.
Well, I think if I had to want one of them, if you would ask me, I would probably say Booker, because I think this team is going to get scripted a lot, and he's going to have more opportunities to catch passes than he did last night.
They were scripted. Well, they were scripted last night. He had one catch.
Yeah.
Jamaal Charles actually looked good last night, but I'm with you. You know what?
Maybe you're right. Maybe they just, they're not going to throw it out of the backfield.
These three-headed monster running back committees, you just want to stay away.
And there's that, you know, there's a thin line, right? Like, we opened the show this morning talking about, hey, we want a two-man committee. I'm cool with a two-man committee. Like, I'm cool in Dallas with Rod Smith and Alfred Morris. I'm cool in Minnesota with Latavius Murray and Jerick McKinnon. I am cool in New Orleans with Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. But when it's three guys by the bad offensive line, it doesn't make sense. I don't want to keep guessing on this. I don't want to invest in Devontae Booker. I think he's going to win me a fantasy championship. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, two men is not even a committee, and I'm fine with that. I'm fine with the timeshare. Three guys you want to stay away from it. That's New England, too.
Exactly where I was going next. Yeah. Exactly where we're transitioning, because then you have the other side of things with New England. And this is a very interesting three-man committee, and I say three because one guy is now out in the cold, and his name is Mike Gillisley. That was a signing that did not work out for the Patriots. Nice job by the Bills letting him go. But here you go. With New England, Rex Burkhead had 10 carries for 36 yards. Also caught a touchdown, the first touchdown of the game, a 14-yard pass. Deion Lewis then returns a touchdown on special teams, scores another one on the ground. Jimmy White catches a touchdown. So three Patriots running backs play. Three Patriot running backs score touchdowns.
I mean, James White pretty much gets you double-digit points every week.
You don't care how they come.
Yeah, you really don't. And if you play in a PPR format, you can't disregard James White. He is a top 20 running back. And that's just the way it is in that format. If you're playing in a standard league, it's different, obviously. But, I mean, James White. I mean, look, Deion Lewis got that kick return last night. And Devontae Booker was kind of funny how he gave him like that little turbo boost on that push. And Rex Burkhead, I've been kind of saying, look, I understand in a 16-team league if you couldn't hold on to him and stuff like that, but you should have been picking him up at least 2 weeks ago or over this past week as a person of interest, especially when you heard Hogan was injured. So he was somebody on a bye you probably could have got in those types of leagues. The Patriots like Burkhead. They can use him in so many different areas. You even heard in the preseason when Edelman got hurt that he might even be using the slot. So you see him on short yardage. You see him on passing situations. So he's just a guy that can help you out. And if you needed it, and with four teams on a bye, if you had a Kareem Hunt, a Jay Ajayi, and you needed to throw somebody in there in a flex, he did well for you. I think he got like 15 points or so.
Yeah, White is the guy that I want. You know, and I'm comfortable. We'll use him as a flex.
But you hate pass catching running backs.
Yeah, I guess I do. Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, I hate Chris Thompson. Yes, but you know, Burkhead's a guy I don't want to ideally start. But you know, like to Matt's point, I would say that you know, if it's a bye week or something like that, I'm comfortable putting him in there. Yeah. But what I'm gunning
for, well, there's only one of those left.
Yes, I'm saying I'll use Burkhead next week. After that, I don't ideally want to be starting him.
The point is you don't have to start him, but you want him on your bench.
Yeah.
Something ever happens to Deion Lewis, who has been injured in the past.
Sure.
This guy, his value just skyrockets.
Yeah, I think Rex Burkhead's a perfect guy to have on your bench, which is Matt really has been saying all year, that ultimately he's the guy that if one of your guys get injured down the stretch, you could feel comfortable about putting Burkhead in, knowing there's going to be a few snaps, you have a good shot at a touchdown. He's going to be involved enough that it's a nice guy to just have on that bench.
Yeah, I mean, I just think people get skewed by, you know, they'll say, like, just look at, like, Jordan Howard. He's the bell cow. Jordan Howard is a good back. He's just on a terrible offense. At least yesterday, they finally opened it up, and they let Mitchell, the true Trubisky, almost had his first 300-yard game. But, I mean, a guy like Jerick McKinnon has 10 less points in a PPR than Jordan Howard. McKinnon has 8 less points than Devonta Freeman. So and he's played, like, he started half of those games compared to those two players. So you have to know the format and look at things the correct way.
Yeah, to Matt's point, like, there are teams that have their workhorse feature back, but sometimes the PPR guys will outperform them. You know, you want to have a James White ideally in your lineup, I think, over, you can make the case over say a Joe Mixon, and definitely over Amir Abdullah, I would think, you know, but then again, you know, there's other times where you say, okay, maybe do I want James White over Isaiah Crowell? I don't know, that may be a push.
Here's something, just talking about, like, pass catching backs and stuff. I mean, Christian McCaffrey, who's going to play tonight, only 3 wide receivers had more receptions than him: Fitzgerald, Antonio Brown, and Jarvis Landry. And he has as many as Doug Baldwin.
Sure.
You know what? Actually, here's another good stat for you on Christian McCaffrey. He has 50 receptions already, you know, through the amount of games that he's played. That is the most for any running back in that amount of games since 1970.
For the Patriots wide receiving core yesterday, Brandon Cooks at 6 for 74, Gronk at 4 for 74. He was a popular, I think he's not always a favorite play of the fantasy industry, but we expected a bigger game from him, Matt, I think.
No, we definitely did, but, you know, it's a credit to Brady that how he didn't have Hogan, who's been a really nice piece for him all year. He lost to Edelman in the preseason. Hogan was out, and he's not just tied to that one guy, whether it's got to be James White when he needs him or Burkhead. He'll always go to Gronk from here to here. I was hoping for a bigger day from Cooks as well.
And yeah.
That was quite disappointing, I will say.
Yeah, yes, it obviously was. You had the crazy thing of Martellus Bennett, man. He basically told all teams not to claim him when he was cut by the Packers, saying he wanted to have surgery on his shoulder. And Belichick claimed him, basically called him, was like, listen, you come play for me, we'll make it work. And he came back to New England, and what, first two plays on offense, Bennett.
Yeah, this is looking a little shady. This is looking real. I mean, I don't know. They was told to, the doctors told him to have surgery. He said teams have to claim him.
So I read the story today that he went to 6 or 7 doctors about his shoulder, and about half said he could play through it, half said have the surgery now. He told the Packers he needed surgery. Packers cut him, and he was obviously enraged, and he was just like, you know, what the F, basically. And when it came down to that, he told teams, I'm going to have the surgery, I'm going to be out for the year, don't claim me. And the Patriots said, no, we're going to do that, and we're going to sign you, and we're going
to. And to Matt's point, when somebody's coming to take your job, of course, Dwayne Allen scores a touchdown last night.
Exactly. Yeah. Another one of those times, man. Dwayne Allen is only first and only catch of the year, an 11-yard touchdown,
yes,
with Martellus Bennett breathing down his back.
TFB, baby.
TFB. He obviously did his thing. 3 touchdowns, 266 yards received. We're taking a break here. Before we do, I want to remind you that thinking of giving DFS a try, check out Fantasy Factor, because it's a perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller fields, and single entry contests only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. It's free to enter, so sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. When we come back, we'll talk about how disappointing T.Y. Hilton's day was, especially after Joe Hayden left us one with broken leg. Ben Roethlisberger, also wildly disappointing, but one player was not, and his name was Juju Smith-Schuster. Talk about the Colts and the Steelers when we return on the Roto Experts here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
up, fantasy nerds? It's Ashley from Ashley Needs Answers, and I'm here to share some fun facts with you about my friend Jake Seeley, who, by the way, has never met me. Actually, here's one fun fact. They're making me read this great stuff about Jake, and he won't even pick up the phone and say hello to me. I'm just supposed to sit here and make him look great, and he's not even a great human being. Here's one. Jake's a top 3 fantasy ranker in the last 2 years. Great. But is he a good human? I don't know. I can't vouch for that. I heard he doesn't even like puppies. So decide for yourself. On Target with Jake Seeley, weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Pacific.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
Stop being a whiny malcontent. Wake up on Mondays and say, Mondays suck. Boo-hoo! That's right. Mondays just get better. Fantasy First Look. We give you all the fantasy football information that you need to be successful in the upcoming week. We tell you what happened in the prior week. Joe Galina, George Kurtz, and myself, Tony Cincotta. Check out Fantasy First Look on iTunes, Google Play, and Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-220-3479. 800-220-3479. That's 800-220-3479. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
RoomExpress.com/DKMS. You go there to learn more about donating bone marrow and becoming someone that saves lives. It's as simple as that. So I don't know, RoomExpress.com/DKMS. You learn what you got to do and all that DKMS brings to you. How swabbing your cheeks can actually save someone's life. It takes you a minute, and it's that simple. Swab your cheeks, send them in, and you can become a bone marrow donor. Very, very important. So please, go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS. You can also participate in a DFS contest by going to the bottom of the page. You can click a link, and then that will send you a DFS website. You play there, you win any of the first 16 weeks, you enter week 17, you win in week 17, you go to the Super Bowl. We're also have a, what are you shaking your head for?
Because I didn't have a good week. I used Josh McCown and Orleans Darkwa.
Oh, Josh McCown over Kirk Cousins.
I think I'm going to throw my wife under the bus. I think she threw away my envelope with the swabs, so I need to get the swabs.
We'll get you another.
Get you another kit.
Roto Experts are also giving away a trip to the big game through a trivia contest, which was won on the Frenzy on Friday in a crazy, crazy moment.
That was awesome. Awesome. That really was. I think I should get a little credit on that one because I kept throwing that Crabtree stat out there. So, and he did reference that. So.
Yes, he did. It was wild. So nice job by Matt winning that. We're gonna have more chances to win coming up in the future. I don't know if we play this week again, but I can promise you that when it comes to trivia, we'll be back. It's all at it can be found and read at rotoexperts.com/DKMS.
Matt Anglin going to the Super Bowl. I want a little credit for that.
Sorry?
You got to go to the Super Bowl, right? So you want credit for that. You want the guy to take you to the game.
No. He just wants to be given credit. I just want the credit. That's all.
Yeah. The Steelers and the Colts yesterday. This is another one of those games, much like the Lions game. It was way too close. That, like, the Steelers, many people believe, at 7-2, are the best team in the AFC, in the league, whatever. And they go to Indianapolis, and those road problems are real. They are absolutely real for this team. Ben Roethlisberger winds up with 236-2, has an interception. He wasn't nearly as good as you expect him to be. Antonio Brown had like the worst game of his season.
He had some alligator on. He saw some people. It was twice it happened. Where the first one was egregious, where he could have made that catch, and he saw that safety coming over by the sideline, and he kind of pulled up. I get it, maybe a business decision, whatever. And I'm not. Antonio Brown is awesome and all that, but it did happen twice in that game yesterday. And Road Ben is a thing, but Road Ben did get the points in the end.
3 for 47 was the total on Antonio Brown. Just 5 more yards than teammate Martavis Bryant, who had 3 for 42 and a 2-point conversion, I believe, for Martavis Bryant. Right. But the story, Scott Engel, when it comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, was Juju Smith Schuster. There's a lot of questions, at least on my end, that when Martavis Bryant came back, how would Smith-Schuster's role evolve and ultimately it stay where it was as the go-to number two wide receiver in this offense? He finishes with 5 for 97 and a touchdown. If you picked up Juju, you're feeling good.
Yeah, you are. And I was saying last week, I think Martavis Bryant was going to be in that role as a third receiver, and that's exactly what he was. It puts extra pressure on a defense. Smith-Schuster is getting it done all over the field, and he's a must-start wide receiver 3 in fantasy right now. As far as the road struggles, though, you know, maybe the Steelers hopefully got over a hump here, though, because they did end up winning the game. They wasn't pretty, but they did end up winning the game, and maybe that's a mental hurdle for them.
I mean, I don't know. If I'm a Steelers fan and I don't get home field advantage, I'm very nervous. Very nervous. It's I don't know how it happens every week. I mean, against the Bears, who they are a much better team, against the Colts, who this should not have been this dogfight of a game that it was.
Look, it's an intangible thing. Sometimes in the NFL, some teams just play better at home.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you want to be a Super Bowl team, you're going to
exactly.
No doubt about it, guys. The Le'Veon Bell, the running back for the Steelers, 80 yards rushing on the ground, 26 carries, contributed 32 in the air. In PPR, he's doing his thing. You always want even more monstrous games from the running back, from Le'Veon Bell. On the other side for the Colts, Marlon Mack breakout just hasn't happened.
It hasn't. They're still going full gore ahead for some reason. But hey, hopefully, at some point, you know, maybe it's just the Chuck Pagano thing. You know, I don't know. Maybe he's being loyal to Frank Gore, and until Pagano is fired at the end of the season, it won't be a thing, I guess. I don't know. I can't. I'm trying to make things out of it. He was a bell cow in college. He can catch the ball. Why not? I mean, Frank Gore, illustrious career, great player, possible Hall of Famer, but, you know, that 34-year-old man keeps on trucking, I guess.
Yes, he does. Marlon Mack just 7 carries, 7 yards. Frank Gore had 17 for 54 on the day. Receiving-wise, Chester Rogers led the day, 6 for 104, including a 60-yard touchdown. Dante Moncrief had 1 catch, but he made it count, also a 60-yard touchdown.
Don't overreact. A lot of fantasy players tend to be reactionary. Don't spend anything on Chester Rogers. This was a one-time blip. This is not happening again. You want to make your fantasy playoffs. You want to have a solid roster. Don't waste any fab money on Chester Rogers.
Totally dropping the bag on Chester Rogers?
Nope.
Totally agree.
Being on his foot.
Totally agree with that. T.Y. Hilton just 2 for 23, and Joe Hayden went down with a broken leg in this game. And still, T.Y. Hilton couldn't do anything. But the story of this game for the Colts, in my estimation, gentlemen, was Jacoby Brissett. 220 yards, 2 touchdowns, interception, but he was concussed. Like, this is another one of those situations where this dude hit the ground, wobbly, woozy, held his head, brought right back in, and coming out of the Russell Wilson situation where the Seahawks completely botched it, we all said that on Friday that they botched it no matter what Russell Wilson had to say about it, same thing happened with Jacoby Brissett. And this guy's now in the concussion protocol. We'll see what comes out of it. He might not play Sunday, and he have a bye on Sunday, but it's, again, a terrible job.
Yes, it's a terrible job, but you got to... I'm sure Jacoby Brissett wants to be out there. He's got this opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. They have to be protected from themselves.
You got to protect them from themselves. But the one thing I will say about his game, you saw week one when he got in there versus the Rams in that blowout. When he came in there late, he was throwing the ball downfield. He's done that all year long.
Yeah.
And credit to him. He's definitely got himself a role as a premium backup at worst right now. And, you know, who knows?
Look, if Luck comes back, he could start for another team. You know, I think he could.
I don't think Luck's ever played a game in Indianapolis again.
It's done. He's done.
Yeah. I think it's done.
Yeah, so Brissett could start for this team if that happened. You know, it's you know, the problem not necessarily is the quarterback.
I mean, is Luck went to Europe for this
stem cell or whatever
stem cell thing, and Zeke's leaving the country. I was thinking like European road trip, the sequel.
Yeah, I mean, nice Euro trip. Brissett under contract for another couple of years here with the Colts. And you got to give it up to Chris Ballard. Huge trade. Philip Dorsett for your starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Very nice trade.
It was good. Obviously, they scouted him because, again, you know, with, you know, you take a look at him and you take a look at Keenum, you just want them to, you know, do an adequate job. And I think Jacoby Brissett's done a better job as a passer. And Case Keenum has kept the mistakes down and had one or two good games. You know, this is what you want your backup quarterbacks to do in the NFL.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, a game we have not touched on yet, but extremely important. And you talk about Jordan Howard a lot, Matt. And that's Green Bay and Chicago. Green Bay goes into Chicago and is their arch rivals with Brett Hundley and picks up a victory. And what was crazy about this is you lose Aaron Jones very early with an MCL injury. Ty Montgomery comes out. You see why everybody liked Ty Montgomery after weeks one and two. He re-injures his ribs. And then it became the Jamal Williams show after that. 20 carries on the day for Jamal Williams, 67 yards. He did not look nearly as good as Ty Montgomery or Aaron Jones. But we talk about emptying the clip a lot and how much you spend. I was going to save it for tomorrow, but I'm going to tell you what. You got to empty the bag for Jamal Williams. I mean, this might be your last shot at a starting running back.
Oh, the kid's got to be happy because he was boy in the preseason. So.
Yeah, he doesn't look like anything special. No. Like you've said, him and Samaje Perine, when they got the opportunities, have not looked special. And you might have to decide, you know, if Rob Kelly's out for an extended period, too. Which one of these mediocre running backs do you want?
Yeah.
It really depends on how long the time is going to be missed by either, say, Kelly or Jones or Montgomery, because Dr. A was saying that when Montgomery came back that he should have been out for longer.
Yeah, he did say that. Well, with that rib injury now, he hurt himself. And listen, the Packers are 5-4. They're still fighting for a wild card spot in the NFC with Brett Hundley, and they're going to need Jamal Williams to really show up here over the next couple of weeks. Ty Montgomery isn't good to go.
Interested to hear what Dr. A has to say coming up on Football Frenzy.
Yeah, it will be, no doubt about that. Receiving-wise, number one wide receiver in Green Bay, which we kind of figured out a little bit earlier on this year when Marshawn Lattimore and Xavier Rhodes and whatnot were covering Devontae Adams, is in fact Devontae Adams.
Well, I think the loss of Rodgers, see, what I mean, Jordy Nelson in his last 10 games has 0 100-yard games.
Yeah.
He's only got two games this season with 75 yards receiving or more. And look, Aaron Rodgers was there earlier on in the season. But without Aaron Rodgers, I think it's we know it's clearly Devontae Adams now.
Yeah, there's really not that chemistry. Like, he will go to Jordy here and there. You know, we've seen some catch and runs from Randall Cobb. And look, Hundley finally played respectably yesterday.
He did.
You know, he made two really good throws to Devontae Adams.
He did. He looked, you know, he had a little life in him yesterday. Like, it's a good defense at home in Chicago. Brett Hundley had some life. 90 yards receiving for Devontae Adams, 5 catches on 8 targets, including the touchdown. So you're Devontae Adams owner, you're like, okay, now I like this. I can deal with this.
You can at least say, okay, I drafted him as a wide receiver too, but now he's my wide receiver 3.
And you're okay with that at this point in the year. You know, I'm a Devontae Adams owner, and I'm going to be honest with you. I tried shopping him anywhere and everywhere. I couldn't give him away. I couldn't give him away. Last week, I tried with T.Y. Hilton. I asked my the person I traded with, would you prefer Devontae Adams? He's like, I don't want anything to do with that.
Well, that's the problem. Sometimes people don't want to buy dips. You got to buy. Sometimes you need to step in and buy a dip.
Sometimes you do indeed. When we come back, we'll talk about Jordan Howard. We'll bring in the all-in kid. And we'll wrap up the Roto Experts presented by DX Racer when we come back.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts.
Go to SteinerSports.com/Fox and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/Fox today.
Hunter Henry, Sterling Shepard, Michael Thomas. These three NFL sophomores are not due to slump. They're due to break out, just like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In year two, things are only getting better. Make sure to listen live and download the app, FNTSY Radio. It's free and it's 24/7. The best fantasy sports content is on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Muscle Maker Grill was made for baseball season. Muscle Maker Grill supplies you with delicious, healthy meals that will give you energy to cheer on your team week after week. Whether you're craving flavorful salad, packed wraps, or guiltless entrees, Muscle Maker Grill has you covered. Hosting a game? No problem. Our catering packages will have your whole team satisfied with flavors ranging from Italian to Tex-Mex and much, much more. Visit MuscleMakerGrill.com for your nearest location and have a winning season.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at FantasyDraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
Sports, girls, lists, opinion, all of the day's work here at SportsGrid.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-220-3479. 800-220-3479. That's 800-220-3479. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Final five of the Roto Experts program here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The King, Wall Street, myself, wrapping it up. And to do that, we bring in the all-in kid, Jake Steele. What's going on, Jakey?
Not too much, Craig. What's going on with you?
Not too much, man. A wild week of football, I guess. That's what people say. I don't know. It was a pretty normal
week.
That's
what those fantasy guys say. Yeah,
I guess. It's pretty normal week of football, to be perfectly honest.
It's pretty bad week of football.
Yeah, you know, it's very boring in that first slate of games. But, Jake, I watched...
The Jacksonville game was exciting.
So that's what I was going to get to. So the reason I was at Buffalo Wild Wings was because my good friend is a big Jaguars fan. He has no way of watching the Jaguars game other than going to Buffalo Wild Wings where they have every game on TV. So... we all watched the games. We weren't going to leave until the Jags were over. And last time we went to the Buffalo Wild Wings to watch the Jags, Bortles threw this absurd interception, but Jason Myers wound up hitting like a 55-yarder to win the game.
Lambeau, yeah.
Was it a Lambo? Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. So now here they are. Bortles throws this absurd interception where they're driving, literally just driving for a field goal.
Two of them.
That was insane.
Crazy.
And the same guy.
Aaron Eckler fumbles the football. They get the ball back because they have three timeouts.
Was Aaron Eckler, on that fumble, was the defensive guy touched?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But they called it anyway. Aaron Eckler fumbles the ball. They get the ball back. Friggin' Marquise Lee dances his way after a penalty. Jake, this one was absurd.
That pretty much was one of the more absurd games for yesterday. I was watching the exact same thing because most of the games that we were paying attention to for the 1 o'clock were over. So that was the most interesting thing at the time. Yeah, the Marquise Lee taunting for getting the penalty called. That was wacky
in terms of, like, I thought he got the flag on the defensive back and then started celebrating. But it turned out he got the flag because maybe he said something to him.
No, what happened was they threw a flag, he danced, they threw another flag, and then they picked the first one up. They said, you know what, you were dancing, screw you.
And you know what, Bortles did everything he could to lose the game. two key interceptions to the same defensive back. Like, you know, the Jaguars are not going to go deep into the playoffs because the quarterback situation.
I'll agree with that one because they got the hell of a defense.
They do, man. I feel bad for poor Gus Bradley. I really do.
Neither the Vikings or the Jaguars are going to go that deep because of the quarterback situation.
Keep running your mouth.
Jake, I feel bad for poor Gus Bradley. The Jaguars let him down again.
You know what the truth is they should have been one of the ones looking for a quarterback at the deadline. They should have been aggressive in going after Eli Manning.
Yeah, they obviously.
Tyrod Taylor.
The obvious one. Tyrod Taylor's another one.
I mean, the Bills weren't trading him, but I was trading him.
Oh, yeah, he did big time. He did a big time game yesterday. Yeah, Tyrod Taylor would have made a big difference.
But they're better than Blake Bortles.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
And Leonard Fournette was
nothing against the Saints.
Leonard Fournette was very disappointing yesterday.
Yeah,
a lot of people talked about Gordon to the point where, like, you didn't just hear a lot about Fournette on social media. Everyone's like, is Gordon hurt or something like that? You know,
we'll get into it in the frenzy. But both Leonard Fournette and Melvin Gordon were benched for very long periods of time.
I saw a lot of like 27 or 28 points on my bench from Austin. Austin living on a prayer at Claire.
And then the poor guy fumbled it and given it a great opportunity. All right, Greg, what's coming up next on the Frenzy? Well, Greg, coming up next here on the Fantasy Football Frenzy, we got a lot of numbers to get into. We got Dr. Ray joining the program in the 10 o'clock hour. We're also going to get into this Leonard Fournette and Melvin Gordon thing because really, really interesting that both of these guys didn't do anything in this game, and yet their teams in overtime ultimately turned back to them. So then that's super, super interesting. So we'll do all that. Coming up next as I fill in for Corey Parson on the Fantasy Football Frenzy.
Oh, you were? I thought it was Greg Deuceman.
Oh, Greg Deuceman,
I was excited to meet that.
Who's that?
Greg Deuceman might come in a little bit later.
Who's
on.
Greg Deuceman?
For the King, Scott Angle, and for Wall Street, Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for watching the Roto Experts program. Fantasy Football Frenzy with Jake, Matt, and myself are busy just trading Jake for Scott. Comes up next. Have a great one, everybody. See you tomorrow back in the Roto Experts. Bye-bye.